Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Before made-for-TV movies became popular, and even long before the advent and rise of streaming networks, the movie theater was the place where the masses flocked to watch their favorite Hollywood stars in action. In the 1950s, the golden age of Hollywood was at its peak, and Barbados was among the places that motion pictures were growing in popularity. So much so that on this day, February 29, 1952, the Barbados Advocate newspaper published an article calling attention to the arrival of loads of members of the motion picture industry in the West Indies to these shores. These officials were in Barbados for the grand opening of the island's latest movie house, the Plaza Cinema at Barbary's in St. Michael. The report stated that members of the motion picture industry in the West Indies had been arriving in Barbados daily to attend a cocktail party which was scheduled for the evening of this day at the Plaza. The Plaza Cinema was owned and operated by Caribbean Theatres Limited. Arrivals to the island included Mr. and Mrs. Henry Tilak Singh, who arrived from Trinidad 2 days earlier. Mr. Tilak Singh, who was the managing director of Tilak Singh Theatres Limited, was also a director of Caribbean Theatres Limited. The couple stayed at the Hastings Hotel. Mrs. Richard Spearman, the wife of the Warner Brothers representative in the West Indies, arrived the Monday and stayed at the Hotel Royal. Mr. Spearman was due on this day, February 29th. Mr. O.J. Forrest, the Caribbean representative of WestJet's company, was also in Barbados for the opening and was a guest at the Aquatic Club. Also staying there were Mr. Jarre Shrigg, the Columbia Pictures representative in the West Indies, and his wife, who arrived here on February 24th. Universal and J. Arthur Rank Pictures representative in the West Indies, Mr. Cecil Marks, and his wife, Mrs. Marks, were expected to arrive on this day and were booked to stay at the Marine Hotel. The occasion was acknowledged internationally to be a momentous one for the island, and thus cables of congratulations and best wishes were received by Caribbean Theatres Limited from the likes of major film stars of the day, such as Doris Day, Errol Flynn, Patrice Wymore, Virginia May, and Jean Nelson. Other good luck cables were received from Warner Brothers Latin American supervisor, Mr. Peter Colley, Mr. Michael Havas, RKO Latin American supervisor, and Mr. Albert Steinhardt, United Artists representative. The Plaza Cinema at Barbary's attracted lots of attention from members of the motion picture industry, who graced these shores in their numbers for its grand opening, as reported in an article published in the Barbados Advocate newspaper on this day, February 29, 1952.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.